Tonight here is the first shlema of
Shoshana
Bas
Hendel.
Shiva first shlema Bekorov. I saw an interesting. I just got a new sefer. It's fascinating. It's a Haggadah from Anlieb Steinman's stories about him, stories that he said. Heores la'alocha. So much moedig. And it's the interesting thing is that Reb Chaim Kanevsky went through the Haggadah and he added his own Heores on it. So there's an interesting observation that Anlieb said. I don't fully understand it, but it's just interesting. Really something interesting to share. Anlieb says that he has noticed it was over 100 and it was Nifta. Anlieb Steinman, Zichron Livracha, said he noticed that whilst there is a lot of the chumos of Pesach cleaning have absolutely no makor, no source, it doesn't actually make sense. There's a lot of it which simply does not make sense. A lot of it is halachic, you just can't explain it. On the contrary. But he said that he has an observation in his 100 years, he's noticed that the families that were makbit and were particular in the Pesach cleaning and went well beyond the obligations and what halach is required, it's those families that had children, grandchildren, growing to Talmid Chachamim and Erech Yidin with Yirat Shamayim. However, the families, he says, where they went and they just they didn't go particularly. So it's the families that really went on to very basics. So that the generation after, 2 generations later, Chalila, there was Yirid in that family. So he's noticed that. And he said that's what the Barnabas said. He said that once there's not much explanation, but he said he feels that. That's what Barnabas said. It's a very very interesting observation. Very interesting observation of Barnabas. It reminds me of a Netziv. The Netziv says that Ushmartem es haMitzvos. And the Netziv says there that the Shmir, the safeguarding of Klal Yisrael, it's not just the matzah, it's not just the mitzvahs, it's the Ushmartem, the safeguarding that keeps Klal Yisrael, the safeguarding on a very extreme sense, beyond just the requirements, that what keeps Klal Yisrael going. It's the safeguarding of Klal Yisrael. It's interesting, that's Anlieb's observation. Right, I just thought of sharing it with you because you know, sometimes we are trying to be a bit logic when it comes to, I'm aware of what's Pesach in this afternoon, I was trying to remain logic, and the story came in just very handy. Okay, Rabbi, so we're up to Simon Shin Aleph, and we're up to Seif Beis, Seif Mem. We'll be learning Seif Mem, Seif Mem Aleph, and Seif Mem Beis, Beis Hashem tonight. And I want to go into one Shaila, which is the hats. Our hats that we wear nowadays, it's the hats that's got the hat controversy, because I want to say that there's one Shaila, which is Shulchan Aruch, mentions, which is not accepted as a shaila, and on the other hand, there's one thing which really remains questionable: how can we walk around with hats on Shabbos? And there's a particular addition to that which has developed over the last generation, which I feel is particularly noteworthy. So let us see what the Shulchan Aruch says in regards to the hats nowadays. So that's Simon Shin Aleph. Seif Mem, 2 lines from the bottom in our editions. Koiva, a hat. Shum is pashet, which spreads. Le'alon meroshe, which spreads on the sides of the head. Tefach, a tefach. Tefach, that's under 10 centimeters. Yeah, what's it? About 9.6 centimeters? How much is that? How much is it? Is it tefach or less? You got less than a tefach. Okay. Osu l'anicho beroshe, you don't have to put it on your head. If you've got a sombrero, yeah, or those hats which are nearly sombreros, which is more than a tefach, if it's more than a tefach on the sides, also nicha b'roishoy, you're not allowed to put it on your head. Feel the advice even in your house. Why? Mishum oil, because oil. We know there's halacha, not allowed to make a tent on Shabbos, oil. And oil doesn't only, I mean, the rice, it's literally pitching a tent. But the Issur Rabbon goes anything which has a certain spread. Then there's an issa of oil. Now oil needs to be a tefach to be over on asiyas oil midrabon. It's a tefach. So if you think about it, if you're putting it on your head, you're putting the hat on your head. You really are creating an oil. I mean, in a very it's a moving oil, but nevertheless midrabonon, it's still an oil. It's an oil. It's a moving tent. It's a moving tent. So what you're doing is an abonon. So you have to be very careful. So certainly if you've got one of those real sombrero hats, which is go well over tefach on the sides, and Shulchan Aruch says it's awesome to put it even in your house, never mind going out. But certainly in your house, even in, not even when you go out, but also in your house. You have even oil, as he has oil, for putting it on your hat. Putting the hat on your head. Mishneh Berurah says, in Sefkot and Kuf, Nun, Beis. Mishum oil, Afshein oil beloit fanes. This is, although this oil has no tfanes really, there is no real walls to this. There's no real walls to this tent. Nevertheless, choshev oil aretz, considered a temporary tent. Ultimately, the idea of a tent is to protect you from any tent. The definition of a tent is to protect you from sun or from wind. And really, this also you've got the sides of here, which is protecting you to some extent, and therefore it's still awesome with Rabbanon. And the Mishneh Berurah now brings a great detail. We're not going to go through all of Seif Cotton, but the Mishneh Berurah is really discussing the hats that we've got. This is particularly a shaila for our litvish hats, and the wider it is, the more of a shaila it is. What are we going to do about it, Abba Yisai? It's not tefach. So, well, it depends on the size of the hats. Some are then a tefach. Some are not, and if some of the older hats, they're like really small. So they're getting smaller. Okay, that's good to know. So it's less than a tefach already. Okay, so there's two points that have to be emphasized, and I think one is Kufnun Aleph. I mean, the bottom line over here is in the early Mishneh Berurah. He says, "V'davke shenispash k'shasofo shelzeh kosher b'yoyis v'ein nichvav." He says it needs to be a particularly hard material that doesn't bend. If the softer it is, the less integral it's considered. It's not oil. Oil needs to be hard and stiff. If it is soft, of softer material, then it's by definition not considered an oil. An oil needs to be quite hard. It's hard to dip. Pardon? A steimel, yeah.
That's less of a problem.
Why is it less than a problem? Less of a problem?
It doesn't go out.
Yeah, it's still, but you could consider maybe the whole thing going out. Lemaisa, the heter is as follows. Lemaisa, what the post can say, why nowadays, but there's no concern. They actually come from the Mishneh Berurah's words of Lehogin Mipne, Lelios Hat, Lotzel, Lehogin Mipne Hashemesh. I'm not saying it's such a straight, smooth heter, but the reason why it's not a discussion at all, according to some achronim, is because the hats that we have got nowadays, the rim that we have got, they are not here to protect us. Maybe historically that's why the hats were shaped like that, but nowadays it's part of the shape of the hat. Nobody really wears a hat to protect him from the sun. Nobody really wears a hat to protect him from the wind. It's not the purpose. So it's the Mishneh Berurah says that the reason why Kevin Shenasa Sofa, since the rim is made Leos to be let sail to as a shade Lohogen to protect Hashemesh from the sun. So that's intrinsically the reason why we have got the rims, and that's intrinsically why it is an Issa Medrabon of Asiyas oil. So one could argue, Sazem Nissen Karelitz and other post games, one could argue that nowadays the reason why we've got those rims, even if they're more than a tefach and beyond the share of Asiyas oil, nevertheless, there's room to be makel because it's not Lehogen Mipnea Tzeil.
You said the last 50 years.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that. Yeah, that's true. Agreed. Yeah. No, I think that I think the answer is you're right. I think the answer is as follows. Because if it would be accepted that the answer to the question is because it's accepted in Klal Yisrael that a lot of people walk out with hats, and it doesn't seem to be a kula to walk around without the hat. It's the norm to walk around with a hat for some, at least. It's the norm. It's the norm. And then we've never heard that it's a chumbo not to walk out with a hat.
It's a
I'm saying that. So according to this approach, it won't be a kula. I'm trying to explain that it's not a kula to walk out with a hat. It's not a kula, but it's accepted halacha. You can walk around with a hat. Okay, that's the next sif, and that I'm really stuck with. that I'm really stuck with. That's going to be Sif Mem Aleph. Sif Mem Aleph. Lord says, "B'Shabbos v'koyvah shebiroshu, to go out on Shabbos with a hat on your head, ha'osui, which is there, lo'ogim b'pneach l'chama, which is here to protect you from the sun. Yesh misha oisa. There's a special Issa Drabon, which some forbid. I'm on top line of page 168. Mishum d'chashiron, because we're concerned, she'agbi yenu ha'ruach, because we're concerned that maybe the wind is going to fly off the hat, and we've all experienced it. The hats do fly off. Meroshe ve'osin yisui dalet ames, and the person is likely to walk out with dalet ames, because he's trying to hold his hat. Pershus rabim in a public domain. Elem kein, unless. Humehudok, beroshe, it is firmly attached, firmly tied, attached. Perosh on his head. Oi, Oshu, Omuk, it's deep. Shoshanichlas, the head enters deeply into the hat area. Veina Ruach, and the wind is unable. Veina Ruach Yochal, and the wind is unable to have free doy to distance it, to lift it up, Merosh, from his head. Oi, or Shukosha Bretzua, that it's tied with a string, tachas goina under his chin, tebeochi lekin amechas mit, then there's no concern. So Shulchan Aruch is telling us of it as exeret rabbonon. If you've got a hat, chances are that it's going to fly off. And if it flies off, you're going to end up carrying it on the damas brushes the rabbim. Therefore, there's exeret rabbonon, not to, there's a chashash, yesh misha oyster, there's an isa rabbonon, not to walk around with such a hat. Unless it's tied, or unless it's really when one of those hats, you can literally there's no chashash, it's going to.
They all come with the bucks, but you start the cowboys, you have it tied.
Yeah, tied. Yeah.
Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be perfectly okay. If you're a cowboy and you've got one of those hats, that's more than a hat. But Rabbi said, we've got a problem here.
They're made.
Button. Oh, really? I never knew that. I never knew what the string was for. Seriously. That's seriously pshat. I never knew that. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we've got a problem here, and I want to make the problem even worse. Mishlebu is going to tell us that it's even worse. It's even Kuf Nun Gimel. It's Kuf Nun Kuf Nun Gimel. Also, Logim. Lafuk is Tam Koiva Shadum Noisal Rushoi. She says that if you've got a couple, there's no chashash. Because the person is never going to walk around with bareheaded, without anything on his head. So therefore, if you're walking with a couple, that's not a problem. Because even if it does fly off, you're not going to end up carrying your couple. You're going to put it straight on your head. Because we know the Gemara says in Brachos that it's a school for Yashmaim to wear a couple. And whilst it's true that previously, until some generations in the Western world, in many countries it was the norm not to walk around with a couple. But nevertheless, it was always a school of Yashmaim to walk around with a couple. And therefore, there's no, if it flies off, if it's the couple, no concern. The problem is when you have a hat on top of the couple. I'm just in the second line. V'zeh ha'koiva minogu noyel osez milemalo al koiva kotten. U'mizeh nilmat. And these are the four critical lines of Mishnah. From here we see, tu adin koivom shaloni, our hats nowadays. Im noyse hoysom rishus rabim, if you wear this in rishus rabim, al koiva kotten kenog. If you have a hat on a koiva kotten, which is a couple, if you have a hat on top of a couple, kenog, like the minigis, yeshli zoya, you must be careful, shem hudak al roshe should be tight on your head, shem or perhaps, yipoil, it's gonna fly off, we also need to see the lamas, you're gonna carry the lamas. V'chim bevreitel, shaminik boil hokel canal, it's a type of hat, v'im noise the koiva cotton tachtov, if you're having a couple under this breitel, yezoya, you should be careful, shalo yitze brushes rabim, don't grab brushes rabim, to stom in a mudak, because likely to fly off, bevadachashinon boy, and there's certainly a concern, till monofil vossil esuye, maybe it's gonna fall off, you're gonna carry dalet amas, kimin shalo begilu rosh, because you're not going to end up having gilui rosh because you've got a couple underneath it. Rabbi said, Mishnah Berurah paskens very clearly, and that's what Shulchan Aruch says, there's a chashash. If you've got a couple, there's a chashash. If you've got a hat which tends to fly off, you've got a chashash that perhaps, it's going to fly off, you're going to end up carrying it out of the amas, you're wearing a couple anyway. And therefore, in a place where there's a Rishus Rabim, you have to be concerned about it, and it's an Issa, the Rabbanon, to walk around with a hat like this in that particular place. Very good. So that's exactly I think that previously it was definite in the minik that people used to walk without a couple and a hat. Is that true, right?
Was only the
Yekkers? Okay, so the Yekkers, they used to walk around with their hat, and they would either walk with a couple or with a hat to go. And it wasn't the couple and the hat. So if that's the minhag, then that was fine. But if you're wearing it like nowadays, we've got a couple and a hat in Rishus Rabim, this serious concern. So if there's no, let's just clarify, if there's no chashash of Rishus Rabim, if you're clearly talking about Carmelist areas, that's fine as well, because the chashash is only Rishus Rabim. If it's a Carmelist issue, then it's more kolodik. But otherwise, we've got a problem. Yeah.
Instead,
yeah. So then it's no chashash, because Shnebura says you're not going to end up carrying it. You're going to put it on your head. No kapel, no problem, because then you're not going to worry. You're not going to carry it. Yes, it's a type of hat. No, I don't think so. I think well, it doesn't look like there was a rim on the side. That's what it's mashnah Shnebura earlier. Maybe. Yeah, it could be. In Brisk, they're makbid about that. In Brisk, they don't walk around with a hat on Shabbos because of that. But it sounds like a foreign chumra. Very good. So this is Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv, I'm struggling with it. I'm really struggling with it. So Rav Eliashiv is being quoted in numerous places, not only in Ochel Shabbos, that he said that anybody, listen to that, it's anybody who walks around with a hat, and a couple is relying on Eiruv. As simple as that. I don't think that's what people... It's hard to believe. Yeah. According to Rav Eliashiv, it's also. It's also. Yeah, what about all the places? Yeah. So... Well, Rav Eliashiv is quoted like that. Yeah. Yeah, so I haven't got a complete and comprehensive answer to your question. What I can say is the following, that there is probably an argument to say that there's an argument to say that if it's a particular time, I saw that the Mishnah Zaman speaks about the time of year in that particular place. You don't have to be, if it's a place that normally the hats don't fly off, you don't have to worry about its gzeira. Us in England, we're not very lucky in this regard. But if it's a place that normally you don't have to worry so much about the wind, then the gzeira falls off. Point number one. Point number two, with regards to what is exactly what is the place? I mean, in many places, in Shin Mem Hei, Shin Mem Zayin, Shin Mem Ches, later in Shulchan Aruch, we find that we're generally not concerned about Rishus Rabim. We say that you can assume that it's a Carmelist, you can assume it's not a public domain. You can assume it's not. So therefore, there is an argument to say that we're not concerned, but London will be a problem. But if it's not particularly large cities, if it's middle-sized cities, then you can assume that it's not Rishus Rabim D'Oraisa, and the Gzeira falls off as well. It is only for Rishus Rabim D'Oraisa. But this again is not so posh, and certainly us in London, we've got a bit of a problem here in this. It's not so posh. No, halachically probably is. Why? Yes, I know. Shchut Echutz. I know. But this is. I know what you're referring to. This is. This was.
It's not,
yeah, I know. But this is hard to halachically. Yeah, but in terms of Ilchas Tchumin, and in terms of Ilchas Tchumin, when we define a city on Shabbos, it will be considered London. You're right, Ilchas Stoker, you could argue, that's what Av Schneeberg was referring to, that in terms of Ilchas Stoker, you could maybe differentiate. Ilchas Stoker and Ilchas, other areas of Halacha, maybe, perhaps. So Rabbi Sai, to me, this remains a bit of an enigma, because it's not something which is generally accepted as a, it's accepted. I think we all walk around with hats on Shabbos, and even people that generally consider themselves, they don't carry an Eiruv, they don't rely on Eiruv. Nevertheless, I've yet to hear of people being makbit as chumra, and they are machmir and they don't walk around with a hat on Shabbos because they're not relying on the Eiruv. I've yet to hear of such people. I know in Brisk the Taka do, and I know, but it's unheard of, I think, in Europe, and it needs to be clarified. What do you tie now? And what do you tie now, I always say? Stop wearing a hat?
Stop
I asked Rabbonim, Dayonim, Talmid Chomim, Agidishir, and nobody gave me anything else than what I've just said now. No, it was not. Strings would be very good. Yeah, I think we have to get the cowboy hats that you referred to. We need to get cowboy hats, absolutely. Yeah, that's what I hear from Rabbi Yossel. We have to just find out exactly. So we need to get this. This is what you're referring to. Remember, so that's what we have to do. Yeah, that's. Oh, I see. I never knew that. Oh, I see. I never knew. I must say that the shtaimel wearers, they don't have a problem because that's certainly mahud gaitev. Anybody who has a shtaimel, who has spodek, a turban, anything like that, you're much better off because that's mahudik. It's just our hats that tend to fly off. They really do tend to fly off, and I'm not sure what the. I don't know what the answer is. Totally mutter. We should maybe switch to turbans. It's much better. It's much better. No chash. Much better. Tell him to get one for us. It's much better. It's much better. It's not. It doesn't fly off. Yeah. There may be other problems with it, but in terms of the chashavas, this is better. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Isai, if anybody got anything else on this, I'd be really be. Maybe ask your father what he says about it because. It'd be interesting to know. Yeah. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Mem Beis. Hamayitzit tefillin b'Shabbos b'vizoyin. Somebody. This is moving on to the next topic. Which is finding tefillin on Shabbos. Fascinating halacha. Mamash fascinating. Hamayitzit tefillin b'Shabbos b'vizoyin. Somebody finds tefillin on Shabbos. They are in bizarre and disrespectful area. In other words, somebody lost them, they were misplaced. A tefillin were found on Shabbos, Pimokum Shem Mishtamrin, in a place where they're not guarded. So you walk around and suddenly it's a pair of tefillin somewhere lying around. Now you know you can't just leave the tefillin like this in a disrespectful manner, you can't just leave it. What are you meant to do with it? And it's Shabbos. Himeshtakon, if it's a danger. So shigozu, that is exera, it's a particular place in which it's in danger to wear tefillin. Like in various times in history that there was a takon exera, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. So if there's a takon, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. Shigozu, the government decreed, shalolian yach tefillin, that cholil, the government decreed you're not allowed to put tefillin on. So mechason v'hoylech loy, you should just cover them up and you keep going. Okay, it's exactly enough to put yourself in danger for that. So just cover them and move on. However, if it's not talking about a kind of circumstance it's dangerous to wear tefillin. It's not dangerous. It's just that they're disrespectfully placed and you want to look after them. You just don't know how now on Shabbos. So now, if they've got ritzuos, the straps attached to them, the ritzuos, that with these you know for sure that these are tefillin or kmes. Because remember that kmes do look a bit similar. At times, the batim of the tefillin may resemble a bit kmes. It may resemble a bit. So now, by having ritzuos, though, you know for a fact these are tefillin and not kmes. So obviously, the halacha is different because it's much more heilig, the fact that it is, the fact that it's tefillin. So you know for a fact, this is tefillin, it's not kmes. How do you know? Because the ritzuos attached. Kmes never have ritzuos. When ksuos shiach lelapshon, and there are in a way that you could easily tie them and put them on. Wear the tefillin. So, machnis on zug zug derech levisha. So you should put zugs, you should put on the tefillin. Now on Shabbos, put them on. Zug, a pair. Meaning, tefillin shel yad. Tefillin shel rosh. Put them on. Zug zug. One zug, one pair at a time. Derech levisha, in a regular manner. Had shiach nison, until, and you bring them like this to a safe place. Put them on Shabbos, obviously without a bracha, put them on, and walk to a safe place, and you put them there safely. And then once you've done that, if you found more tefillin like that, so go back and do that again. Until you've all brought them to a safe place. And if there's so many that you can't actually do it, there's not sufficient time to do them all. If it's too late, so you can just stay there with the tefillin. It's 2 minutes tefillin, and it's too late. Just stay with them until it's Matzah Shabbos, and then you're going to bring them to a safe area. So, the element of the chiddush here, what's the chiddush over here? What's the chiddush about the tefillin? What's the point of the chiddush? You can wear them. And Mishnah Berurah says that the second line in Sim Kuf Nun Ches, the after Kaimalon, although we pasken, the Shabbos loves man tefillinu. You can ask me a kasha. We pasken tefillin, love zman. The Shabbos loves on tefillin on Shabbos. It's not the time, as we all know. We don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. So how can you put them on in the first place? Mikol Mokum, nevertheless, kederech shu loivish b'chol. He said the chiddush of this Shulchan Aruch is that you can put them on like you wear them on weekdays. Lav bichlal masuyu. The chiddush of it is that it's not a masuy. It's not a masuy. It's not a carrying. It's not considered carrying. It's considered wearing. It's true. You don't have to put on tefillin on Shabbos. It's true. But if you put them on, you're not carrying them, you're wearing them. And therefore, you're allowed to go in. Look at that, it's considered a tachshin, it's considered a jewelry, it's enhancing you. So it's true that under normal circumstances, you don't, and in fact, you mustn't. But over here, you're matir because they're munach bebizoyin, so therefore, they were matir, you're allowed to wear them. But in terms of carrying, there's no problem of carrying. And more than that, Mishnah Berurah goes into a lomdash shtekel, val bal toisiv, and what about bal toisiv? We know that normally, by doing a mitzvah, which is not, we're not meant to do, here over on a Issa Dereisa of Bal Toisef. You're not allowed to add mitzvahs. Bal Toisef, do not add mitzvahs. So I'm allowed to put on tefillin here. So he says, you're not over on the Issa Torah of Bal Toisef, came on the Einoi, Mechav Belvishos Lashem Mitzvah. Since your intention is not to fulfill the mitzvah, and we pasken, there is no Issa Bal Toisef if you don't have intention to do the mitzvah. Bal Toisiv is only if you intend to fulfill the mitzvah. Do you have intention to fulfill the mitzvah here? Certainly not. By all means, the only thing that you want to do is to save them, protect them from being munach b'vizoyin. You're looking after the tefillin. You're not intending to fulfill a mitzvah, and therefore there is no issa or bal toisiv. If a person who is doing this now is trying to protect and save the tefillin from the disrespect, and he's saying, you know what, might as well now put them on, and you know what, might as well do the mitzvah if I'm at it, and then yes, he's over on bal toisiv. Because he's got kavana. No. Loves man tefillin. Shabbos loves man tefillin. We pasken that he loves man tefillin. And therefore, as long as you don't have intention for the mitzvah, it's okay. It's interesting. I just want to point out, it's interesting that it's not considered a masui. There's much lomdus in that. That it's not considered a carrying. The fact you're wearing them, it's considered a tachshit. Why is it a tachshit? Why is it a jewelry? Why is it enhancing? Why is it enhancing you? Pardon?
You wear your tefillin. You don't carry tefillin. You wear your tefillin.
Yeah, but that's not, doesn't make it into a tachshit. That doesn't make it into a tachshit. Mishnah Berurah calls it a tachshit. It's true, we've learned, certainly in Musa, and certainly in the Gemara really, calls it the keseh, it's considered the crown. The tefillin shavuot is considered the crown, and we know that it's causing simcha. We don't put them on Tisha B'Av in the morning. We know there's something very special about the tefillin. We know there's something very unique about it. Yeah, it's called the keseh. It's considered the crown. But the fact that it's considered a tachshit, and very halachically, it's considered a tachshit. So because of that, you have to carry, you have to wear it, and in a bizarre case, that is a very big chiddush. That's a very big chiddush, and but that's what we learned over here. So, as I said, we learned this evening. We learned about the oil shaila of the hat. So make sure not to wear a sombrero because of the oil shaila. If there are two yeshivish, so if the fashion is going, they're going now again, yeah. So good news, maybe because of that. So the more than a tefach is a problem. Prem Kanevsky is very makbet apparently, and the staple also, the bottle was makbet. They measured the rim, that it shouldn't be too large. In terms of Sif Mem Aleph, we learned that is the Issa de Rabbanon, especially if you've got a couple under the hat, that potentially the hat is going to fly off, and you're going to carry that at Amos Brushus Rabbim. We learned that therefore he has to be tight, and then it's fine. Similarly, also if it's attached underneath, then it's fine as well. We learned if a person finds tefillin on Shabbos, if there's sakona, just cover them and move on. If there's no sakona, then you should put them on, and you can zook one pair after the next. You can bring them to safe area. And we learned that if there's too many, you can wait until until the night with them. And we learned also that there's no bal toisiv because there's no kavan l'shem mitzvah. And we learned that it's considered tachshin. That's why it's not considered a masu. Good evening, Abayisai.